Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and I am, once again, so glad that you are here. This is where we celebrate you, the professional, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. I am your voice of the industry, your industrial cheerleader. And once again, I claim the fact that I am the number one industrial podcast out there. So this week is jammed once again. We just don't get enough of this stuff. I mean, there's just so much going on out there that we just got to talk about it. So without that, I mean, I'm ready to get going. I got my coffee in the hand, and I'm ready to get going. And thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's get going. All right, thank you. It's Christmas time, you know that. And happened to go out, or tried to go out shopping. And it was a challenge because there's a lot of people out there. The economy looks like it's doing well just because there's a ton of people out there, which is great, fantastic, no complaints. So I'll be doing a lot more shopping online just because, well, I can. A couple of business things that we've got to get through. One, there is a conference coming out, IMC, International Maintenance Conference 2017. This is the 32nd annual IMC conference. It is in Florida. And those fine people at Reliability Web asked me to broadcast live and do some stuff from that particular conference. So next week, I will be broadcasting live from Florida and that particular conference. So we're going to be talking to a lot of great people that are passionate about the reliability industry and all that good stuff. And we also have today in this particular interview a gentleman by the name of Tom Schwab. He is with Interview Valet, and I got to tell you, something that's very passionate, I'm very passionate about is, of course, the marketing and sales and all that good stuff that's associated with promoting your business and making companies better than they can be, and I am always interested. But first, let's talk about BIC Magazine. Once again, they hit it out of the park. They're absolutely wonderful publication, and I'm looking at December and January. And I think I spoke about that last week, but I've already perused it and read the articles. And I got to tell you, man, those people out there, if you need anything that's specific to the industry, it covers everything. It's not specific. It is just covers all great industrial space. And one of the from the publisher, Thomas Brinsko, he's got a write-up in there, and he's talking about being a servant. So, you know, preparing for success, be a servant. True. Very true. Read that. That's at the beginning because it's a great read. Well done, well done. But I want to really highlight the fact that, you know, we sit there and I always think, personally, what does the future hold? Where does the industrial space look like, or what will the industrial space look like in the future? And with all of the changes that are taking place within the industry and the economy and all of the technology out there, what does it look like? And I guarantee you, what I have today in my head is not really what's going to be in the future. But to be engaged, to be a part of it, and to be experiencing the changes that are taking place, it's happening so rapidly. But I'm intrigued with the future. And one of the articles, this is by Nancy Ford, and it's talking about future holds great crude export opportunities for U.S. and Texas. Now, I'm reading the article, and it's great, and it's talking about just the changes. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when we were importing, and now all of a sudden we're exporting, and then the demand is through the roof. And it's an amazing article, and just how the industry and that has changed and how that impacts and the positive impact it has, geez, for the state of Texas, but also the country. And anyway, there's some great information out there, and I'll quote this one. This is from the gentleman from the Texas Railroad Commission, Ryan Sitton. Sitton. Yeah, I'm probably butchering the name just because that's what I do. However, it's close. Quote, "The opportunities in energy today for our country and for our state are bigger than they have ever been since I was born. And he said, you have to go back to the 40s and 50s to find time in history when the United States had the ability to almost singularly, almost independently control the energy market. That's powerful. That's an amazing thing. I mean, so you, whoever is out there, you're industry professional, you are at the cutting edge. This is an exciting time. Opportunities abound. We're just at the beginning of it. And so you got to keep learning, keep growing, keep doing what you're doing, and let's make it happen out there. Think about the future. Anyway, now on to Tom Schwab, the interview. Now, I came across Mr. Schwab as a recommendation. What he does is he provides opportunity for people who want to get their message out and get on podcasts, and he represents their interest. And he's an amazing man, and he sees the value of the social platform, specifically podcasting. And for me personally, when I spoke to him a number of times, I'll tell you, I was enthusiastically just excited about podcasting and being able to meet and greet and all the good things that I get to do and in the industrial space. And so Tom has a really great and positive view. Let's put it this way. If you do not pursue him in the sense of trying to figure out how to market, how to get your message out, because what makes this such an interesting platform is the ability to be able to have this information out there forever, in a sense. Somebody might, in 2 years, type in reliability, and boom, there it is, and they're going to find out more information about you or whatever it might be. That's the power of social media, and companies need to commit to that because we're all about the future, and we're all about doing what is best. We've got to think disruptively on how we market, how we sell, how we brand our message. So, Tom, this is what's great about topics to engage your audience. This is what's neat. So he says, why podcasting marketing is the next gold rush? Okay, cool. I'm interested. You should be interested. Why podcast interviews convert 25 times better than blogs. 25 times. Now, he's got the data to back it up. How to find and get booked on podcasts. How to be an ideal guest. How to turn listeners into leads. Because what we're all about here at the Industrial Talk Podcast is definitely marketing, branding, and all that good stuff. It's also know, like, and trust. But really, it's the content that is designed to help you improve your business, grow your business, or even, you know, wherever you are in a career, expand that because we're about learning. And Tom is right at that right there, and in the industry itself. It's amazing to listen to, and I'm really excited about sharing this particular interview with you. And there might be some, just so that you understand, there might be some glitches here and there with Skype, but power on through. Incredible content specific to social media, marketing, all that good stuff, which we all need to be aware of. So I am pleased to introduce you to Tom Schwab, founder of Interview Valet. You can find him out there. He's all over the place. And enjoy the interview. Tom, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm really glad that you were able to make time out of your busy schedule because I know you're a busy man with a lot going on. Thank you very much. And I know that our listeners are going to be really pleased with this interview. Welcome.
Scott, I am thrilled to be here. I know we've talked before, and it's going to be great to talk again and let the world listen in on you, the Industrial Talk Podcast.
Yeah, really. It's funny because I've been wanting to get you on the podcast for so long, but I didn't really think that because you're a bigwig in the podcast world, I didn't think that you would ever be considering doing a talk in the podcast or in the Industrial Talk Podcast. But here you are, and I'm really happy about that, man.
Well, this is, you know, when you're from Kalamazoo and somebody calls you a bigwig from Kalamazoo, Michigan, that makes you feel good. So thank you very much.
In my book, you're a bigwig because I'm calling from Mandeville, Louisiana, and the same thing exists here. So we're a bit small town people doing big things, I guess. Hey, Tom, what intrigues me about this opportunity to talk to you is because with the Industrial Talk podcast, we started this particular platform specifically for that industrial individual and looking for a platform that could possibly disrupt, for lack of a better term, the traditional marketing sales approach within the industrial space. And why you're so integral to that is that you live this. Your background has been in the marketing and sales and in that technology, if I remember correctly, and mm-hmm. and how you've transitioned into the podcast. But what really intrigues me is why is this platform so unique and powerful for the industrial space and the sales and marketing approach for anybody out there?
Yeah, and I think if you come back to what marketing is at its heart, that answers the question. You know, marketing at its heart is starting a conversation with someone that could be an ideal customer. And there's lots of different ways to do that. You know, people used to do it with billboards and it was very effective. People used to do it with email and then it got to be spam. Phone calls got to be robocalls. So really, you've got to ask yourself, how can you start a conversation with somebody that can be your ideal customer? And a lot of times people will talk today about, well, how do you break through the noise? You can't break through the noise. You're just adding to the noise most places. I think you really need to get in on the conversation that's already going on there. And if people are listening to a conversation on a podcast, what a great way to get them to know about you, your heart, your service of your company, who you help. You know, people work with those they know, like, and trust. And I just don't think you can do that with a little ad here and there. If they're going to do a big ticket sale or a big ticket investment or partnership, they're going to have to know your heart a lot more. And I think podcasts are a great way to get them to allow to do that.
And that's exactly right, because I'll tell you right now, what has been really enlightening for me, Tom, is the ability to be able to easily approach individuals within the industrial space and have that conversation. It is a special group of people who know people, who grew up with people, and so on and so forth. And the platform of podcasting allows this particular to be able to have that conversation. And what's very intriguing is you're spot on, because so when I go to these conferences, it's easier for me to say, hi, I'm Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk, and I want to talk to you about whatever you're selling or promoting or whatever it might be, versus I'm Scott McKenzie with Leaf Services and we're industrial labor. It's a completely different conversation. And quite frankly, it's a better conversation. And you do get to know that individual. Like I get to know you. I've never met you personally or in person, but here we are. We've already established the conversation and the friendship, which is really unique, quite frankly.
And, you know, when you meet them live, it's interesting because often they know more about you than you know about them. You know, there was a study out by HubSpot that said 70% of the sales decision is made before they even meet you. So if somebody's looking to work with you, they're probably going to check out your website. You're going to check out your content, you know, your social media profile. Well, if you got a podcast, they're going to listen to a little bit of that too. And it's always weird to meet somebody for the first time and they've listened to a couple of the podcasts and they'll start asking you questions and they're like, how do they know this? Well, they know you. They've heard your voice. They recognize you. And we've seen this with a lot of our clients. They say the sales process is faster after a podcast. So either as a podcast guest or as a podcast host, because they've almost heard that, you know, your sales pitch for 30 or 45 minutes. This is not a cold conversation. This is already a warm conversation. You just don't know it yet.
Man, my skin is tingling. I love what you're just saying, and I am writing it down on my notebook just because I want to make sure that that is noted. I like the fact that they already know you. That 70% data point is really powerful. I like that. Let me ask you this. Okay, so we've got this podcast. I am a individual. I'm fortunate enough to have this platform, but let's say I go out and I interview and you know, I interview many people. What is the outside of just that interview, what other platforms exist to really promote and really springboard that interview into sort of the next level for these customers, these clients, these people who are on the, what do you normally do?
Yeah, I always answer this with be where your customers are. So I can remember early on, my daughter came to me and said, "Dad, you need to be on Instagram." And this was years and years ago. And I said, "Well, why do I need to be there?" And she says, "Everyone's there." And I said, "Define everyone." And she says, "Me and all my friends." Well, she was a middle schooler. None of my customers were there. So I had no business being on that platform. So I think a lot of times when people say, "Well, where should I be?" Be wherever your customers are. And the other thing is to create the content in whatever way's easiest for you. So, you know, I'm an engineer by degree. Writing a blog for me is like a homework assignment. I don't want to do that, but I'll go on a podcast interview, answer questions all the time. Then I'll take that transcript or the audio and transcribe it, clean it up, and make blog posts out of it. So now I've got blog posts for that. Maybe there's a couple words of wisdom in there. You know, if I talk long enough, there's 140 characters of wisdom. Highlight that, make some tweets out of it. So from that standpoint, it's very scalable that you can put it in different places. So I can do a podcast interview and my team can grab all kinds of content out of there, blogs, LinkedIn articles, tweets, and they can put those wherever our customers are.
So one of the questions I have, Tom, and that is that's good feedback. What fascinates me about this platform are the tools that are available for individuals to be successful and efficient and effective within their social space, shall we say. As a company, you can sit there and spend a lot of time and effort and energy promoting your social platforms and trying to get that message out and formulating your writings and all that good stuff. What fascinates me about it, and that's what makes this time in our life so spectacular, are the tools that exist out there that are nominal in cost and simple to use with powerful results. So when you start talking about getting your interview transcribed, I was shocked because I do the same thing, because the last thing I want to do is bang away on a doggone keyboard and try to come up with a cogent message that will inspire and move people forward. That doesn't happen. But if I take it and I transcribe it, I mean, there are tools out there that are fantastic. And what I'm finding is that people don't know that.
And when I say I transcribe it, I feel a little bit like I'm lying on there. I don't transcribe it. I send it to rev.com or temi.com.
Temi's got a new one out there, man. Temi's great.
Yeah, a dollar a minute or 10 cents a minute. So I'll do the rant. I send it to them. They send it back to my VA, who cleans it up, makes me sound educated, punctuates it, puts a picture on it, and that's the blog. And it's almost like when you say that I met somebody. Well, Scott, I've met you numerous times, but we've never been in the same place. You know, there's a lot of things wrong in the world today, but there's never been a better time to be alive. We've got the tools that we couldn't have dreamed of 10 or 20 years ago, and most of them are free or very low cost. Even 4 or 5 years ago, doing a podcast was a lot of work. You know, now it's still a lot of it's work to do a great one, but it's so much easier. And from that standpoint, it's easier and easier to connect with your customers. The thing is you've got to be the first one to do it, or at least in that leading edge there. It's almost like if you're the last guy to figure out email, by that time it's already become their inbox has become full. So now is the opportunity for this.
You speak of the market. So, you know, I look at data or information that's out there specifically on Facebook, and Facebook says there's there's 45 million or a billion or whatever. The amount of people who are on Facebook is incredible. And the same thing with LinkedIn and so on. But in the world of podcasts, that is a much smaller market, shall we say, for, I mean, just for exposure in general. And is that a correct statement?
I would say it's more focused. Right now, the studies say about 30% of the U.S. population listens to podcasts. And people will say, well, that's not a whole lot. Well, if you look at it, there's more podcast listeners in the United States than there are Catholics. And no one would say, well, that's, you know, just, you know, a fringe group that's not worth talking to. But if you look at it, I don't want to go after the 3 billion people on Facebook, right? Because most of them aren't my customers. I always go back, and the worst business advice I ever got was from my grandfather. And it was the only wrong thing that old Irishman ever told me. I was probably 17 years old, and he told me, choose carefully who you drink with, because you can't choose who you work with. Now, for him, he owned a service station in a small town. Everybody was his customer. For us, it's different, right? We get to pick who our ideal customers are. So we don't need those 3 billion people. We just need to connect with our ideal customers, and we need to connect with them so that they know who we are, what we do, why we do it. And those are our best customers. So I always focus on how can you focus on connecting with your best customers, not with the masses. And so from that standpoint, I think if you can get on very targeted podcast interviews or a targeted podcast, you know, I'd rather talk to a small audience of ideal customers than I would, you know, a stadium full of random people.
But still, 30% I see that a podcasting, this whole social platform, this strategy for using these platforms is still relatively infant within the industrial space. A lot of wonderful, smart, incredible people. But what I find is that many find themselves sort of doing it the old way. And this whole opportunity to get on a podcast, promote yourself, promote your company, promote your idea, all of that good stuff, in a market that still is relatively untapped, is a phenomenal opportunity for many of these people.
Very much so. And one of the things, I remember talking at a Rotary Club one time, and I was thrilled to be there, but there was like 70 people. And I was thrilled to be in front of every one of those 70 people. But you know what? That's the smallest audience I had talked to in months, because there's no podcast that only had 70 listeners to it. And I explained to him, you know, I drove an hour to be here, had lunch with you guys, drive an hour home. That's 3 hours of time to speak to 70 people. And I said, on a podcast interview, you're speaking to thousands of people over time. And if they couldn't listen to it live, it's always recorded there. So somebody could listen to it, you know, years from now and still become, you know, a visitor to your site, a lead or a customer. It's very powerful from that standpoint.
Yeah, it's efficient too, because I'll do this. I'll go and work out in the morning, and the first thing I listen to is a podcast. I'll choose whatever podcast that I'm interested in. I'll be working out, and now I am multitasking, for lack of a better term, my education and my workout. I like the education part. Don't really like the workout part, but I do it nonetheless because the internet says I have to work out, because it's good for my cholesterol, so I do that. But anyway, hey, Tom, hold on. We're going to take a break. I've got Tom Schwab here with Interview Valet. Phenomenal conversation. Hang tight. Thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business, and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk podcast. We've got Tom Schwab here. We're talking platforms, social platforms, podcasting, strategies, all of the things that you need to consider when you're running your business, or if you're looking to change or whatever it might be. This is an incredible opportunity for you to tell your story, to get your message out, to promote your company, whatever it might be. It exists here today. Tom, during our break, we talked about what does this mean? What does this mean for that industrial listener? Why is this important? What are the strategies that can be deployed as a result of podcasting and all of the tools that are available? What can they start to do?
Sure. And really, part of it is just standing out, being different, right? Doing something that's going to gain their attention and start that conversation. And there are different ways to do that. And the barriers to entry used to be really high, you know, to buy your way into media or to buy different media attention. But now with podcasting, you can get on there and talk directly to your ideal customer. And, you know, somebody said, well, couldn't you do the same thing on radio or television? Well, just ask the local radio station how much it's going to cost you to have 30 or 45 minutes of interview time or what their audience is, right? Because it's a very diverse audience, where with podcasts, it's very, very focused. It's very, very niche. There's a podcast for industrial talk. There's another one for you know, nursing mothers. You know, different audiences, and you don't want to talk to all of those. So from that standpoint, it's very targeted. You know, that content is king, but context is God. I heard something the other day from a consultant, Bix Bixby, out of Canada, and he said, power is the speed to implement ideas. And I thought that was very, very powerful because, you know, we all need more traffic. We need more ideal leads, and ultimately we need more customers. So the question is how can you do that, and how can you do it in a time effective fashion so that you can get feedback, so that you can make adjustments to get better return on investments out of it. And as I look at some of the older ways, you know, I don't know how you adjust a Facebook ad. I don't know how you adjust a print ad and get that feedback, but podcast interviews are more real life, real time, where you can ask questions, you can get feedback. One of the things that we see with a lot of our clients that go on targeted podcast interviews, you can tell when the interview goes live because they get the traffic to their website. They get leads, and you know, a good blog converts 1-2% visitor to lead. What we see from podcast interviews is it converts more like 25-50%. If somebody hears you and they come there, they're ready to engage. And then the other thing we're seeing is that people are almost pre-sold, or at least understand who you are, what you do. So from that standpoint, looking at, you know, if this is marketing, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. I can't think of a better platform in order to gauge leads with. In fact, we did a study earlier in the summer. It was the state of podcast interviews. And one of the questions we asked marketers, podcasters, and podcaster guests were, how do you rank for return on investment these different platforms? And, you know, television was down low, radio. Yellow Pages was actually the lowest. That must have been just a funny one to put in there. But number 1, 2, and 3 was podcast interviews, Facebook ads, and email marketing. So I think people are seeing that the return on investment in time, in capital, is a great way to do it just through podcast interviews.
We talk about podcast interviews, but what fascinates me about podcast interviews, the ability to be able to take that information, that data, that recording, and be able to use the other platforms as well. So I use a couple of tools, and what I like about it is that, one, the interview, the recording will always be there and can be used multiple times. So it might get potentially stale for maybe a group that's already heard it, but because the market itself, Tom, grows and changes and shifts, and there's always going to be a new batch of people within your market that have not heard your message for whatever reason. They missed it in the first round, because whatever, they had a baseball game. But now they're engaged, they're focused, and now they can listen to it again. And so what fascinates me about it is the ability to be able to just constantly sort of be in the market with that message that you've done as a part of the interview through the podcast. So it's a very dynamic and powerful platform to keep your message out there in the front. And not only that, Tom, you can take that product, whatever that might be, and be able to use in a strategic way the Facebook marketing, the Twitter, and the sort of constant sort of movement of Twitter and all of that stuff and the information in it. You can always do that for a long time. It's really, really weird.
You know, there's a great book out there called They Ask, You Answer by Marcus Sheridan. And I love that as a marketing strategy. If people ask you questions, that's what your content is. Answer that. And so you think about it. We're recording this in 2017. I guarantee you in 2020, there's going to be somebody that Googles in, how to use podcasts in the industrial space. Well, what do you think is going to come up? This interview is going to come up. And it could come up on YouTube where somebody reposted it there. It could come up in a blog where it's been transcribed, or they might just get the audio. And the audio could be, they could find it on my site as a guest because I'm going to be promoting it. It could be on your site. But either way, they're going to come up with a perfect answer for that. Now, who are they going to go to learn more about that? If you add value, if you build that trust through a podcast, chances are they're going to follow up with the person that was the expert on that podcast there. So it's almost like this universal answer that you've put out there that people can find for years and years. And that's one of the things that you have to be conscious of is when you're recording a podcast to try to make it as evergreen as possible. So, you know, not making references to the local sports team or the score of the game last night, because that can turn people off. Really, you want to put out there good content that is timeless. And things always change. But overall, that core of it should be evergreen. It should be universal.
And that's, it's funny that you mentioned that. You're absolutely right. I've learned it the hard way where I've had interviews where it is somewhat it's not evergreen, quite frankly. It is specific to whatever events that are taking place in that day, and I realize that, oh, okay, well, that's not gonna, because the power of what you have here, and for the individuals who are interested in getting on the podcast, is the fact that this platform, like you said, can be discovered into the future. It will provide relevance, and it will be out there. And if I'm a small to mid-sized industrial company, and I'm contemplating the use of what is my marketing strategy? Because quite frankly, we're all out there. We want to expand our business. We want to grow our opportunity and our big and expand that market. How do we do that in the most, one, cost-effective way and in the most impactful way? What do I do? Where do I go? And how do I do it? Those are the questions that have to be answered today, because we live in a world that's changing rapidly. And between you and me, print, and today's the way we look at print or radio or whatever, there's significant earth-moving changes within those industries that this platform is disrupting. It's different. It's really a unique time.
I when you said that about print, I could think of the old Ghostbusters movie from the 80s when he said print is dead. I believed it then, and I believe it now. My father was a printer, and he even believed it was happening. Now when I say I read a book, well, I didn't physically have the book. I probably listened to it. And I listened to it just like you said, when I was exercising. So from that standpoint, and trying to make it how people consume things now. And when you talk about, you know, return on investment, there's two ways to get a better ROI: is to get more out of the top, or invest less in the bottom. And that's one of the things that I look at is, you know, when we talk to clients and it's like, would you drive across town to see 10 ideal customers right now? Would you drive across state tomorrow to see a 100 ideal customers? Would you get on a plane tomorrow to talk to 1,000? And most of them will say yes to all of that. You know, some of them will say, you know, the introverts will be like, no, I don't want to talk in front of 100 people or 1,000 people. And it's like, you don't have to. You know, you can start a podcast where you're just talking one-on-one to somebody. You can get on a podcast interview, less investment. So you're almost guaranteed to get a higher return on investment with that. And, you know, it's just so easy and fun to do.
And that's also true. What fascinates me, Tom, is we live in a world where I'll pick a podcast, a topic, or whatever it might be. My attention span right now has been trained to be very quick, snappy, move on. And in the world of whatever we live in, there's free, powerful content out there that anybody, and I've been pushing the learning side because it's free, powerful, and it's out there. There is no reason why anybody should not go without some information. And if you don't like it, you move on. And it's that quick. And that's the world we live in. Fast forward. Oh, I got that point. Fast forward, and so on. And so it's to me, it's just, where is this? If you had your future hat on, Tom, where is this taking us? Where, as a culture, as businesses, things are changing rapidly. Where are we going with just the consumption of information?
You know, Scott, when you said that, it was interesting because I agree with you that, you know, it's an ADD culture, right? Going through Facebook and we're just swiping.
Boom,
everything. Two or 3 seconds, and you really can't learn anything in there. Even blogs now, the blog readership is down because who has time to read 600 words? But yet, I don't know, podcasting is more like voyeuristic, right? You're almost listening in on a conversation. And if that was true that we're all ADD, how come podcasts all aren't 3 minutes long? But I think podcasts are more like, I look at it as authentic dialogue. This is the same conversation that you and I would be having if we were sitting down at Denny's right now and having breakfast. And somebody in the next booth over that's listening in on it and thought, man, this is interesting. Now they can't turn around and look at us because that would be rude or jump in on the conversation. And it's almost the same way about podcasting, where you get to listen in on a conversation. And I think that's a lot more engaging. The other point that you make there too is that today, with the technology we have, you know, if you're ignorant or isolated, it's by choice. And those people that are the leaders, the making the decisions that'll be the leaders of the future, they're always out there listening for information. So those people that say, well, you know, I don't learn, that are proud that say, I haven't read a book since they made me do it in high school. Those aren't the future leaders. The future leaders are the ones that are trying to get an edge up and learn new information. So you need to be where they're listening or where they're reading.
We're gonna take a break. We're listening to Tom Schwab. We're talking podcasting, the power of podcasting, the social platforms that you need to consider as a business owner. As an employee, it doesn't really matter. From an industrial space, I think this is powerful information that can really transform your business, your career. You need to consider it. It's information. Thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back. Hi, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. I like to learn and I like to have fun. And when I can put them both together, learning and having fun, well, that's a match made in heaven. That's why I put together a drawing for a Louisiana fish excursion, as well as the 2018 Mardi Gras once-in-a-lifetime event. You can find more about this information, about this two wonderful opportunities, at the Industrial Talk website at industrialtalk.com. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Scott McKenzie here talking to Tom Schwab. We're talking a lot about the podcast and the benefits of podcasts, the power of understanding a strategy that is wrapped around a podcast for you, your career. Tell your story. Here it exists. You can do it, and it's not painful. In fact, it's quite fun sometimes, you know. So I would highly recommend that you consider that. Now, Tom, during the break, we were briefly talking about some of the, I mean, let's say I am a customer or a business. I am mid to small, and I like to, and I like what you're saying. What do I do? What are my three steps that I can take to implement a strategy that's heading in this direction?
Sure. I think the first one is to realize that your future has to be different. It's not just an extension of the past. If we keep doing what we were doing, we're going to get the same results. So with that, look and say, how does this platform, podcasting, fit into my overall strategy? Because it's not just a platform, another tactic to throw at it, but how can I use that? That would be the first point, is looking at it from the strategy standpoint.
And I'm going to interrupt real quick, Tom, and I highly recommend that consider we've got to embrace the change, and we've got to be in the game, Tom, to recognize that the market, marketing tools, sales strategies, business development strategies are changing and changing rapidly. And if you're not in it, if you don't have that future mindset, you'll be stuck in the past. And this is just a platform that says, hey, I'm in the game. Go ahead.
Very much so. And the second one is a lot of people struggle with, well, what would I have to say? Because we all think what's ordinary to us, everybody else knows. But the truth is what's ordinary to you is amazing to others. What you know, what you could share with your customers, your clients, with the world is so powerful, but you underestimate it, right? To the person that's winning an Olympic gold, that's normal to them. To a fighter pilot, that's normal to them. But everybody else is amazing. You're the same way. So never underestimate the knowledge you have or how you could help the world and your customers with that. So have that confidence in that. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I'm not an expert in anything. Why would I want to be on a podcast? Why would anybody want to listen to me? I think if you look back at the legal definition of what an expert is, it's somebody by their training, their experience, their knowledge knows more than the average person. And I guarantee you, on the industrial side, you are an expert. You're an expert about your business, about your opinion, about where you see the world is going. And so don't underestimate that. And then the third one would just be, if you're listening to a podcast now, you know the power of this medium. You know how it connects. You know that in the future, more and more people are going to be listening to this. So the only question is, are they going to be listening to you? Are they going to be listening to your competitor? Now, is that going to be as a podcast guest or as a podcast host, or is it going to be both? But you need to make that decision. So really look at it. Three things. Look at how does this fit into your strategy? What expertise do you have? And then making the decision that you're going to move forward to share what you know. And, you know, if we can be of any help on the guest side, we would love to talk with you about how you could make this happen.
Yeah, the couple of things here. The first off, I think today, specifically today, and it will continue to even be more powerful, is our cafe style mindset. I'm going to go to the shows, to the programs that interest me. I do not have to go through and listen to commercials that don't interest me, or I don't have to sort of wade through something that is not interesting. Within this world we live in today, and it's going to continue to be even more so, the ability to be able to find that content that interests me. Now, of course, you've got to be in the game, and you got to want to say, I want to learn and I want to grow, and therefore I am attracted to this stuff. It it's the world we live in, Tom, that it's becoming more and more and more. I asked my daughter one time, and I said, how do you market to a group of people who have grown up on streaming videos, and you and I have grown up in a world where there's commercials, the traditional commercial, and you'd have to sort of sit through or go to the refrigerator so you don't want to listen to it. Now, you know, with DVRs and all that stuff, they just, you know, rifle on through. And I said, how do you market to that group? And so that's the real compelling challenge that we have, is how do you get your message out in a world, Tom, that is prone to fast forwarding and getting to their point and has a cafe mindset. And I like your points, is because it is the future. Whether you like it or not, you have to embrace it. And people do want to hear what you have to say. I mean, do you have knowledge? And I for me personally, the embracing of a podcast medium platform is vitally strategic to your company. Now, Tom, you mentioned your company briefly, and you're out there. You're on LinkedIn. You're on Twitter. You're on Facebook. You've got it all out there. Tom Schwab, Interview Valet. Now, as Interview Valet, you provide services for people who want to get their message out. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we work with thought leaders in order to get them on podcasts that their ideal customers are already listening to, and to tell their message, to get that traffic, get the leads, get the customers from that. Our motto is that, you know, you're the guest, we take care of the rest. And really, we understand that as a thought leader, the best thing you can do is perform in front of that audience, and we take care of everything else. It's been very, very effective over this last 4 years. And Scott, going back to what the question that you asked your daughter there, of how do you get in front of somebody? How do you break through the noise? Well, I think it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, that the idea of breaking through noise today, it's not going to happen. You need to get in on the conversation. You need to get in on what they're already listening to and add value, add expertise, get that know, like, and trust. It's the same way it worked for our grandparents. It's the same way it'll work for our grandchildren. Marketing is starting a conversation with somebody that could be an ideal customer, and we help thought leaders do that on podcast interviews.
Well, this is Tom Schwab, Interview Valet. He has some incredible pearls of wisdom. Do not be afraid of contacting Tom at Interview Valet. Your story has to be told. Here's an opportunity for you to get it out there. The tool, the podcast medium is powerful, and he's right. Know, like, and trust. Those are still principles that have to be embraced, and start that conversation. There is no reason. Yes, you might be frightened to get on a radio, on a podcast, and speak into a mic and all that good stuff. But trust me, you will have a great time. And whoever you're talking to understands that and will help you through that, you know, step by step. It'll be just fine. So, Tom, thank you very much. Thank you for spending time in your busy day, because this guy is busy, man. This guy is all over the place. And I thank you for sharing with the industrial space these, I just, powerful strategies for I mean, it's important. It's important, and I really appreciate that you're doing it, and thank you very much for Kalamazoo, well, Michigan.
Thank you, Scott, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and share our conversation with your listeners here. If I can be of any service to anyone, please just reach out to me. I'm the only Tom Schwab in all of Kalamazoo, so I'm easy to find there.
Yeah, well, that's very good. And thank you, man. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining. And everybody, thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Get out there, get on Interview Valet, and contact this guy, because he really knows what he's doing. Talk to you later, everybody. All right, now that was an exciting interview. Something very passionate for me and near and dear to my heart. I'm really into the branding, marketing, and all that stuff associated with the social platform. Now, Tom, thank you. Thank you very much for being a part of the Industrial Talk Podcast and adding value to all the listeners. Very sacrificial, shall I say. But you can find Tom. He is definitely out there. He is in LinkedIn. And that's Thomas M. Schwab. That's S-C-H-W-A-B. He's also out there on Twitter. He is at Industrial Valet or at TM Schwab. And then, of course, his website is Interview Valet. Find him, track him down, ask for his services. He will make you look good. He will make you sound great. And I'm telling you right now, from a marketing point of view, from a branding point of view, from a sales point of view, from a business development point of view, from an overall business expansion point of view, you need to contact this guy, Tom Schwab, and he's all out there. And thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm really trying to work hard to bring you the content that makes you a better professional, as well as learning and all that stuff that's out there. So it's an exciting time, wonderful future. Thank you again. Have a wonderful and safe week, as well as, remember, I'll be at the IMC 2017 conference next week, broadcasting live, and we'll be talking to a lot of people there. Thank you very much, and we will talk soon.